Why Goths Make Great Christians: Creativity, Honesty, and Depth. Here's something you might not be expecting. Goths get a bad rap in church circles, but I think they actually bring some really cool strengths to the Christian life. If you look past the black clothes and dramatic makeup, you'll find people who value creativity, honesty, and real depth. These traits align pretty well with what Jesus calls us to as believers. We'll explore why Goths make great Christians and how their natural way of seeing the world adds something special to the church. First of all, creativity. Goth culture celebrates art a lot. Think about the music, the fashion, the poetry, and the stories that come out of it. Christians are called to create because we serve a creator God who created everything beautiful and meaningful. Goths get it. In worship, writing, and community projects, they put their hearts into creating things that express emotion and beauty. Goths push for art that feels alive and honest, instead of sticking to safe cookie-cutter expressions. Goths are also straightforward about pain, struggles, and the darker sides of life. They don't sugarcoat things. In a world where many people wear happy masks at church, this honesty is refreshing. Psalms cry out in despair, prophets speak hard truths, and Jesus wept and questioned. Goths bring that same willingness to sit with sorrow and doubt. They remind us that faith isn't about pretending everything's fine. In order to build deeper relationships and more authentic communities, we have to bring our whole selves to God, the good, the bad, and the gloomy. A Goth loves to explore big ideas, the meaning of life, mortality, beauty and brokenness, and the spiritual realm. They don't stay on top of it. Christianity is all about deep truths, too. We talk about eternity, redemption, suffering, and grace. Goths love the gospel because it answers all the questions they've been asking for a long time. They help churches avoid shallow faith and make everyone think harder about what they believe. As Gothics, we see the power of visual stories and sacred spaces. Crosses, ancient imagery, and ritual elements feel natural to us. Their love of history and tradition lines up with the ancient roots of Christianity, so how we do communion, baptism, and even church decor can be enriched. Another strength is their loyalty to community. Once Goths find their people, they stick to them. In the church, this can translate into strong friendships and supportive small groups. They're into connection that goes beyond small talk. A commitment like that helps build the kind of fellowship Jesus modeled for his disciples. There are plenty of things in faith we can't fully explain. Goth culture embraces the unknown, the supernatural, and the unseen. This openness can help Christians hold on to wonder rather than asking for easy answers. Yes, there are challenges. Some Goth habits or attitudes might need to align with Scripture over time. But that's true for everyone who comes to Christ. The key is to see their gifts, not just their differences. They remind us that the gospel is for all tribes, tongues, and subcultures. Black lace and all. When churches welcome Goths, they gain creative thinkers, honest voices, and deep feelings to enrich their congregations. Next time you see someone in Goth fashion at a service, smile and remember they might just have a lot to offer. Creativity, honesty, and depth are beautiful qualities in any believer. Goths show us that following Jesus doesn't mean losing who you are. You bring your true self to the cross and let him transform you.